I'm reading from the last part of the first part of Muro. Muro is a made-up word. The first syllable of music and the second syllable of Thoreau. And the text is an I Ching determined mix of letters, syllables, words, phrases, and sentences from the Journal of Thoreau. They led to us two wings, maple. They will our woe. They north months song to pretty the year to Fibs add to the earth, a day's heard cuckoo. They boys chattering up 3C, cheesy. This the almost forgotten sound, slumberous sound. So expanded being life off, but is heard distinctly throughout it still to the slower measure. And often, and the spring-like and exhilarating sound of which the echo is the best sort of glorifying going today, it to change its position sometimes, a loud crack on in this early breathing in the dawn, this breathing of chipbirds, sounds chipbirds' ear, how full the air of sound. They stood, hearing wind and water, they rip us, strike here, we hip you, hee. It was long before the jingle comes. I hear a robin singing before sunset. Song jingle comes up, soon to spring, ooh, we hear which we do. Well, this is facto, vit chit chit cha, to cha, teacher. The in end are heard sweet frogs does the one God's breath all Lord virtue its virio precisely the end. Her the last eye is sun now on near it end. Here he hen squirrel these on to put down here 9 o'clock witch. Heard the hooting of Uslu, that she has been elevated to a day like this, and uttering a faint, chip mournful, martial, and effeminate, is dissolved as the sound of a far-off, glorious life, as though they dwelt in the depths, as seemed to be hushed her. A slow music that chiefly distinguishes this season, which the murmur has agitated to a strange mad priestess in such bowing places, yea, but bellowing from time to time to be, then the beat and twittering a day or two by its course.